Daniel, you do join us now. Daniel stayed from ground up on this issue, this movie-like scenario. It wouldn't be out of place in South Africa with what we have to contend with every week. But the mysterious case of Thabo Bester. Is he alive? Is he in jail? Or is he allegedly shopping around Sandton?
That's an interesting question. We're still trying to confirm that. So basically what we know is that there's compelling evidence to show that there's were suspicious circumstances surrounding the fire in which he was supposed to, in which he was thought to have died in May last year. And that raises questions over whether he actually died in the fire or whether he escaped. And then we were leaked pictures of him shopping in Sandton, or of a person looking very much like him shopping in Sandton with a person who went to court to get the body returned to her, which is celebrity doctor Nandipa Magudumana. So the plot thickens every day as we're uncovering more evidence.
Here's a trick. Is it not as simple as a correctional services warder going to his cell, knocking on the door, seeing a person there by the name of Thabo Bester, if he has not passed on in the fire or not, and then telling whoever communicates for the Department of Correctional Services, yes, we can confirm whether he's here or not, whether the autopsy that was conducted is that of Thabo Bester, or whether they're investigating his possible escape.
Right. So there was a body found in the cell shortly after the fire, and the autopsy found that the body was dead before the fire broke out, and the person had died from a blunt force head injury. And the autopsy also shows that the body is about 25 centimeters shorter than Thabo Bester actually was. So, you know, from our point of view, it kind of leans towards that it wasn't him found in the cell. We haven't been able to get confirmation over whether the body has been positively identified through DNA records as Thabo Bester. But what we do know is that another person who went to try and claim the body, who said she's his biological mother, the DNA didn't match the body. So there's a lot of mysterious circumstances around this.
There is a lot happening here, Daniel.
Yeah.
What has been the official response?
So the official response has been that the investigation is still ongoing. The police say that they are aware of the evidence that we have uncovered. So from the police side, they say the investigation is at a critical point. They cannot confirm or deny our reports, but they said it's safe to say that they are aware of all the information that we've published. And the Department of Correctional Services says that they're relying on their own investigation team, but also on the police investigation team, and that the Department of Correctional Services stands by their May 3rd statement from last year, which says that Thabo Bester died in the fire.
Gosh, Daniel Steyn, ground up reporter. Keep us up to date. 021-446-0567. Here's a voice note.
Morning, Lester. Mike here. I agree with you. We've basically become a very big movie set. Unfortunately, we're moving from the sublime to the ridiculous. And along the way, there's tragedy, whether it's targeted hits, whether it is pain and suffering, whether it is dire poverty, whether it is hunger, whether it is ongoing corruption. Yes, this is not unique to South Africa. If you look at what's happening in Paris at the moment, there are municipal strikes, there's building up of garbage. There are issues all over the world. But our problem is that our politicians just seem to have deserted everybody. And that applies across the political spectrum.
I agree. Completely agree. Tragic comedy. That's what we are. 021-446-0567.